My name is Deborah Lin. I'm a composer, and I have synesthesia. It's a neurological condition where stimuli experienced in one sensory pathway, such as sight, trigger an involuntary response through a different cognitive or sensory pathway, such as sound or smell. More specifically, I have chromesthesia, one of the most common forms of synesthesia, in which sound evokes very distinct images of color. I also have auditory tactile synesthesia, which means that I associate sounds with specific textures. This is one of the rarest forms of synesthesia. Every color I hear has an unmistakable texture, although these textures can vary within a single color. For instance, blue isn't always a smooth tile. It can also feel like a tree bark to me, or a tread on a tennis shoe. Synesthesia is pretty rare. 4% of humans are synesthetes, and interestingly, most are female. Most synesthetes experience multiple forms of the condition. Neurologists suspect the percentage of synesthetes is higher among persons on the autism spectrum, although communication delays among autistics make reliable data difficult, if not impossible, to collect. I have a daughter with autism, so I understand how this is likely. Not surprisingly, synesthesia is associated with high intelligence, although most synesthetes struggle to learn basic concepts in the traditional manner. Hence, we tend to feel pretty stupid a lot of the time. When I was in middle school, I began to realize that other people weren't hearing, seeing, and feeling what I was. And it was quite a strange and isolating experience. My brother Gary heard color as well. And we began to discover this was an anomaly at about the same time. Until then, we thought our experience was normal, because we hadn't really tried to discuss music with anyone except each other. Once we were in public school music classes and expected to describe what we heard, we realized our language was gibberish to the rest of the world. Gary and I were always close, but once we realized our experience was unique, our bond became even stronger. There was always this pervasive feeling that we were different, and that's pretty unsettling for adolescents. It would have been comforting to know there were others like us and that what we experienced was really a gift. For many years, I reluctantly learned everyone else's music vocabulary. It made sense to me, but it seemed quite inefficient. Why should I have to describe tonal centers and chord qualities in terms of numbers, letters, and labels when it would be just as easy to call it a brick red triangle or canary yellow sphere? I don't really compose from a music theory perspective. It is all color and texture in my head. So I basically transcribe that into notation on staff paper. I ended up being a theory whiz kid through both graduate degrees, but the path would have been much more agreeable for me had I understood early on just how my brain was functioning. A few years ago, I was helping my daughter, Abby, with a research project on the paintings of Vasily Kandinsky. She showed me his essays describing the sound-to-color associations he experienced while listening to music. I was astounded to find that this early 20th century artist heard music the same way I did. Not only was he hearing color, but his instrument associations to color were almost identical to my own. Abby clued me in on some of what she had learned about synesthetes, and I realized I fit the description. She asked me to create a composition based on his magnum opus titled Several Circles, using the color associations from his essays. It began as an experiment to see if I could help people hear Kandinsky's painting the way he did. For me, this was easy, because I had been composing this way for decades. Now, I just had to transcribe, or rather, compose someone else's images instead of my own. I finished and fully orchestrated the piece in a day, and enjoyed the process a lot. Since then, I've studied a lot about synesthesia, and so many things are now clear about the way my brain processes sound. In fact, most chromesthetes are composers and visual artists. It is a great relief to know there's a reason I felt so misunderstood for most of my life, and that there are others like me.